Thanks for calling JoyWorks. This is David.
Hey, David. It's David with RDI. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
All right. Anything new about new business that may have come in that you may need pricing on?
No, we're good.
You guys having a good month so far?
Yeah, actually, it's been pretty good.
Oh, that's good. Hey, is there anything that we don't offer or do that maybe keeps you guys from inquiring more often?
No. We just haven't had, you know, like my go-to for loose diamonds is going to be you guys, if it's going to be, well, at least we'll price you out if it's something that we're looking for. Now, I'll be honest, I think that right now, if I'm doing custom work or something that's not already prefabricated in my case, it's like 80% lab diamonds right now.
Sure.
And our lab diamond suppliers, insanely cheap.
Do they offer a lifetime trade up with their lab grown in case if someone decides to change their mind on a shape or wants something bigger?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, we do that.
I know you guys do that. I saw that the other day in an email. I thought that was pretty interesting. I haven't seen anyone else offer that.
It works good because it gives the jeweler a way out on something that, you know, the market's gone with that. But also, too, like for a customer, allows them, or, well, it'll keep them, you know, in your store instead of going somewhere else. You know, it kind of works two ways, and, you know, for the jeweler and the customer. Go ahead.
I think most of the time what happens is, and we haven't had to deal with this too much, luckily, because the way that our salespeople we're pretty good about this, but most of the time what happens is it's just a marriage or engagement that didn't work.
Same thing.
And so the wife will come in and want to sell back. She's like, all right, well, I'm just going to sell this and get the money for it. I'm like, eh, you're not.
Well, yes, you can. And then you can turn that around on your end and, you know, maybe exchange for, like, you know, finished jewelry like tennis bracelets or studs or, you know, or another situation that may need a lab-grown stone that you may not have. So, that, you know, that's where it helps the jeweler out that you can actually do that with your customers and keep them, you know, happy, or at least a way to keep them happy.
Right. I get the concept. I would rebuttal with, we buy the lab diamond from you for $600 and we sell it for $2,000 and they're trying to get the $2,000 back out.
Yeah, I was going to say that part is, that doesn't work. You know what I mean? That's on your end of the customer. You're selling it for $2,000, not between you and I for $600. But,
right.
You know, yeah, things do happen though, but it works.
Yeah. But I would say that's the only reason things have slowed down is that the market itself isn't the same anymore.
Oh, hell no.
And, you know, most of our sales at this point are going to be stuff that we already have in the case that is tons of estate stuff, tons of jewelry that we've made already, or these custom pieces that we're pumping out like crazy and they always want lab.
Hey, you know, speaking of estate stuff, check out my sister company, MDJ Advantage, because what they'll do is they have...
I have them on...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I check their stuff from time to time.
Well, not only that, if you have stuff that you're not moving, you know, call Dom and he may be able to make you an offer on stuff that's not moving for you either. So, I mean, it goes the other way. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't even thought about doing that.
Yeah, if you got stuff that's just been in your case for years or not moving, that, you know what, we can... freshen up things a little bit here or do something else, call him up. He may have, you know, an offer for you or be able to work with you on, you know, maybe, you know, getting rid of stuff that's not, you know, selling for you that someone else may want.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, I never even thought about that. I don't even know. How do they do those offers? I'm assuming I'd have to send it over to him.
He would be the one that would best be able to explain that. But yeah, I think that's what you would have to do. Probably is more likely have to, or that, or send them a real good video or picture. You know, those things before you even start, you know, spending money on shipping. Sometimes it may not be.
Sure.
Man, I have to go that far sometimes. You know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. I'll keep that in mind. Yeah. I don't have. too many crazy things like that, but I do have some like really high-end pieces that are estate that aren't moving here. So
exactly,
I'll think about that.
Okay. And if something else comes to mind later this afternoon, shoot me an email or give me a buzz, and I'll be here till about 6, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Bye now.
See ya.